This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, with the will of Allah Rabbul Alameen, only with His will, we all are able to continue with our short reminder after the Qiyam in the month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Firstly, we like to convey the warm salam for our fellow brothers, Yusuf Chambers from UK, and the team of the Muslim, the Voice of Islam from New Zealand. Because this afternoon or this late evening, we did have a kind of live conference with them, Alhamdulillah, to remind each other about how to move on and become a better Muslim. So we can serve everybody. And that's why our group here, we call our organization Al-Qadim, meaning to serve mankind, to see what we can do, how can we serve the people around us, especially those who are in need of our help. At least we can pray for them. That is the minimum. But brothers and sisters, for those who have been following us almost every night, it is a very important thing in learning that you must be consistent, istiqamah. Because the Prophet ﷺ loved to do something, even is little, but is consistent. That means we go for the quality. When you keep on following the class properly, then you have a better understanding. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the right understanding about His deen. مَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِخَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ الدِّينَ The Prophet said that whoever Allah wants something good to happen to him or to her, He, Allah, will make us understand the deen of Islam. Now, nobody can make us understand more than Allah, because all knowledge came from Him. So we should be very humble, and we always should be sincere in seeking the knowledge of Allah. That is the first adab, that we must be sincere in seeking the knowledge with the intention that we want to act upon the knowledge and to share the knowledge with others. These are very important. Now I remind all of you the importance to be a daily Muslim, a practicing Muslim. At least you start by memorizing the Azkar. I just want to remind everyone again. The important thing is before you want to do anything, the minute you wake up, the first thing that you remember is not your food, your breakfast, your drink, your coffee, your tea, no. First thing, when you open your eye, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah illazi ahyana ba'da amatana wa ilayhin nushur. That is what we should say as a Muslim. Because everybody is sleeping, we are sleeping, the non-believer also, they are sleeping. But what's the difference between our sleep and their sleep? We sleep with the name of Allah. They do not. Yeah? So before you go to bed, the first thing you remember is you try to read the three kul. Yeah? You don't have to recite Fatiha. It's not important because in the hadith just remind us three kul. Qul huwa Allah, Qul a'udhu bi falaq, Qul a'udhu bi nas. And this is the time that you are allowed to blow. Each time after the recitation, you blow into your hand and then you can wipe over your body. From the face, the head, to the bottom, yeah, to the leg, to the feet. Yeah? This is the only time where you can recite and you can blow. Yeah? Because even the other dua, you don't have to blow it, except the night dua. And then you follow up with ayatul kursi. You follow up the two ayat, the last two ayats from Surah Al-Baqarah. Then you may recite dua, Bismikallahumma amutu wa ahya. But there's one addition. There are many other du'as, but I'm just reminding you what that is easy for you to start with. After you have memorized all that, you can increase the other zikr. Now, one du'a that also is very important. It's not really a du'a, but it is just remembering Allah. The daughter of our Prophet Fatima radiallahu anha, one day she was looking for her father Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but Rasulullah was not in at home, he was outside. He managed to meet up with Aisha radiallahu anha and inform Aisha that she seems to be very tired lately, you know, preparing food, you know, working in the evening, preparing, you know, he tried to collect all the dates and he do a lot of things, actually, Fatima, at home as a housewife. Of course, to serve the husband and how to feed the poor and the needy. So she been human, very tired, lack of energy. So she was asking to Aisha now to tell the father that she is looking for a helper, al-qadim, qadim, yani, a helper. Then she left and she went home with Ali. Then the Prophet came to know, the Prophet came and see them, visit them. They were resting, the Prophet came, give salam, enter their house and inform not only Fatima, even Ali radiallahu anhu, his cousin and son-in-law, Ali, known as Karamullah Wajha. The Prophet said, do you want me to teach you something that is better than what you asked from me? To look for a helper to help you. Of course, you know, Ali and the daughter said, yes, Ya Rasulullah. If you can recite before you go to bed, every night, Subhanallah, 33 times. Alhamdulillah, 33 times. And Allahu Akbar, 34 times. Notes. After reciting all the Ali Dua, the earlier zikr, you continue with this. That is better for you than a helper or a maid to help Fatima with the household activities. Why? Why do Fatima ask for a helper? Because she's been so tired doing all this job at home. Now, by reciting that, suddenly they get extra energy. Allahu Akbar. You know, all our strength, our energy is from Allah. May Allah grant you the energy, alhamdulillah, you don't feel a burden anymore. But if Allah do not grant you that energy, even you look healthier, but you can be very tired. So this is part of the azkar. Now the reason I'm quoting this is when you want to go to bed, because now we started our reminder by 10:30, then we may end maybe in 10 minutes time, by 11 something, you will go to bed. It's good to make this zikir. So when you wake up, because when you do that, you're sleeping the whole night. When you are sleeping before you wake up for your sahur, is considered as an act of worship, Allahu Akbar. Even sleeping, you get reward because Allah make the night for you to sleep. وَجَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلَ النَّهَارُ مَعَاشًا, and the daytime for you to work. So sleeping also considered an act of worship. Even the Prophet said that I pray at night, but I also sleep because my body have right upon me. That is Islam. Islam is not just something that too extreme, you know, to the left or to the right. Just be moderate. Remember that everything have their right. Our body have the right to rest. When you wake up, the first thing you remember, alhamdulillah, all praise due to Allah. And you won't go to the washroom, at least you enter with your left leg, left it, and then you make dua. At least you say, A'udhu bika min al-kuthi wal-qaba'is. You seek protection from Allah from the disturbance, the whisper of the male and female jinn in the toilet. After coming out from the toilet, you can say, Ghufranak, example. And then you're going to make your fajr prayer because you just wake up. Then you do your fajr prayer. You make zikir again. Then in the evening, you make zikir again. So whatever you do, it becomes an act of worship. So what I'm trying to remind all of you, brother and sister, is to become the followers of this ayah, which Allah said, الَّذِينَ يَسْكُرُونَ مُهَا قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. We want to be the servant of Allah, the ibad Allah, that remember Allah while standing, while sitting down, like now I'm sitting down, and while lying down when you're going to bed. If you remember Allah always, Allah is always there for us, and He will send His angel to protect all of us. But one thing I like to show the brothers and sisters, if you look at this book, do you see the writing? It seems to be sometime you are looking at me from a different angle. So if I raise my hand now like this, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, I'm using my right hand, not my left. Yeah, I don't know how the camera, is focusing us so that you have the right understanding that. If you see me like I'm doing something from my left, actually it's from my right. Now, brothers and sisters, you remember what I remind all of you every night? How to be more close to Allah, how to be connected to Allah. And the best way to do it is you try your best to be sincere in whatever you do. And always remember, you are not supposed to cause harm to yourself and do harm to others. Now, people don't understand this hadith, la darara wa la dira. It's very short, simple. But I don't think people do have the right understanding. Do not harm yourself or harm others. It's not just by word. Sometimes when you say something, it causes harm to yourself. You invite problem to yourself if you're not careful with your word. The same thing, the food that you eat, don't eat anything that may cause harm to your body. If you know that your sugar level is so high, you should not take anything sweet anymore. Even if it's halal, but now it becomes a poison to you. You may be affected with diabetes and it's going to cause a lot of harm to yourself. If you have high blood pressure, then you have to cut down your salt. Example, just an example. Everything, you must try to make sure that it's been balanced. Now, okay, sometimes you may like something, but something that you like for yourself that do not cause harm to you is okay. But that thing may cause uneasiness to others. It may cause people from feeling uncomfortable. What is that? Remember, even our prophet, when he was in Medina, he reminded his ummah, whoever eat onion, do not come to my mosque until the smell of the onion is out. Raw onion, normally the people, the Arabs love raw onion because it have a kind of strong smell. And that smell may bring a very uncomfortable feeling to your fellow brothers who's praying beside you. So, in our case as Malaysian, there is one fruit that we love so much. It's known as the king of all fruits. Malaysia has very unique fruits. And it's the best one. The best is from Malaysia. That is called durian. Durian, we love durian. We love the smell. But this smell may cause harm to others. Other people just can't take the smell because it's too strong. Example, something you like, you must also make sure that when you are going outside, you are not going to cause harm to others. Example, the last example, to have the right understanding. The Prophet loves something fragrant, attar. He likes to put some attar. But you must be careful. When you love to do something to yourself, you must make sure you use a kind of perfume that is good for you and good for your spouses. Example, something you like strong, strong smell of perfume, the attar, very strong. It's good for you, use it, but you are getting close to your loved one and your spouse, your wife. Just cannot take that smell. He's starting to get headache, migraine, because too strong for her. So if you don't care, that means you are causing harm to her. Just an example. Islam is very fine. Something that you like for yourself, you can do it for yourself, by yourself, it's okay, it's halal. But when you move to others, you must also think for others. That is the meaning of la darara wa la dirara. You don't harm you, it didn't cause harm to you if you eat durian. But if you eat too much, you may cause other problems. Anything you do without taking care of the limit, excessive, then it's not healthy for you. It's just an example, that hadith. We have been memorized the hadith, alhamdulillah. We have the understanding, maybe, but we don't really have the wisdom and the deep understanding, just some surface. I know, don't cause harm to yourself, don't cause harm to others. What? Just by word, by your action, even by the food that you take. Everything, there is something that you like, other dislike. So you must try to make sure that you don't do something that displeases others. Make them feel comfortable when you want to be around with somebody. Now, this kind of understanding need time, need reflection. Brothers and sisters, it's just like the thing that people don't like you to ask. It's not haram. What is the thing that people don't like you to ask? Number one, your age. people don't like. You don't. How old are you? Even it's not haram to ask, but this is not something that please people, because age is just numbers. All of us are still young. Everybody who have 2 digits are young. From 10 to 99, you understand. When you reach 100, 3 digits, it's time for you to admit that I am the eldest. Don't ask the age. If a person wants to tell you about how old he is, alhamdulillah. What is the thing that people don't like you to ask? Very personal. You cause discomfort to others. You can ask them, where are you working? What kind of job you have? It's okay, still okay. But you don't go deeper. How much is your salary? That is not nice to ask. It's not haram. But it causes a kind of a dislike. It's too private. Don't go into the private matters. People who like to go into the private matter of others, Allah will go into your private matters. People who like to expose the mistake of somebody who do things privately, but you were exposed to it, then Allah will expose your private matter in the Day of Judgment. That's why the Prophet said, Man satara Muslim, man satara Allah. Whoever cover the mistake of another Muslim, which they commit a mistake, something wrong, but secretly, then you should cover it. Don't expose it. Because it may cause more harm to them. Allahu Akbar. So, when you have memorized that, please try to have the right understanding. If you don't, it's your duty to ask, brothers and sisters. Don't keep it to yourself, I think I know. No, there's a lot to ask. Now, to ask, you must be humble. And asking, questioning is the key of knowledge. As-su'al miftahu ilm. But you must ask the right people who can give you the right explanation. I hope all of you understand what I'm trying to share with you tonight. Because I have reminded you to memorize all the saying the Prophet, la darara wa la dirar. The second one, min husnil Islam al mar'i tarquhu ma la ya'ni. To be a good Muslim, you just stay away from things that do not concern you. You save yourself from a lot of problems. And everybody will be very comfortable with you. And the third hadith, you remember? Kullu Muslim ala Muslim haramun damuhu wa maluhu wa irdu. Among fellow Muslims, we are all very sacred to one another. We must respect each other. Respect. Their life is sacred. Their property is sacred. And their dignity is sacred. Even our children, they are young, but they also have irq. You don't make them or complain about them in front your friend. Oh, my son like this is so lazy. My daughter is so dirty. You cannot do that, because even they have their weaknesses, because you are talking bad about them in front of your friend. Next time when your friend come, they'll run away. Just an example. They also have certain dignity, honor them, respect them, and guide them to become a better child, a better children. Now, this is all a very important values. We hope that we understand and try to act upon the value. And you remember the fourth one, Al-Muslim man salim al-Muslimun min lisanihi wa yadi. A good Muslim is a Muslim who will save his tongue and his hand for hurting another Muslim. Yeah? I'm sorry if my sound is up and down because I forget to bring this speaker close to my mouth. Inshallah, I will try to remember that from time to time. And you remember last night I was sharing with all of you the importance also to have patience, sabar. And the companion asked the Prophet, teach me something that is easy for me to remember, easy for me to practice, to do something that if I do it, Allah will not be angry with me. Then the Prophet said, لا تقدر. لا تقدر. لا تقدر. So even we have this feeling, we have to learn how to control it. Because the Prophet did say that a strong person is not because he is a muscular, a wrestler, but a person who can control his or her anger. We know we all have a lot of feeling, yeah? Our own feeling. But let us do something for the sake of Allah. Let us make some changes in our life. The past is the past. Let us move forward. Let us try ourselves to become better and help others to become better. So, brother and sister, once again, we'd like to wish you a smooth Ramadan. Because we know there's a lot of changes this month and this year. But it do help us. Because anything that happened in this world for the believer is always something good. Even you don't feel it's good, but still it's good. Why? Because Allah said, وَاسَا أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ قُرُّهُ لَكُمْ وَاسَا أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ قُرُّهُ لَكُمْ وَاسَا أَن تَقْرَهُ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ قَيْرُ لَكُمْ. There are times you don't like something, but that thing that you don't like is so good, so important for you to reflect, to reorganize, to reset yourself again. There's sometime that you don't like, or you like something but it's not good for you. So let us have this faith in Allah. The Prophet did say, amazing the character of the believer, and you don't get this except from the believers. If something good happened, they are so grateful and so thankful to Allah Almighty. Allahu Akbar. If something is changing in your sight, you become a better person, more positive, you should be very thankful to Allah that you are making some changes into yourself. You become a very positive person. Allahu Akbar. But when something bad happens, you are not going to complain, pinpoint here and there. You just have extra patience. Then at the end of the day, you see Allah will enlighten you again. So that sometimes we always remind ourselves, don't be judgmental to others. When people are pinpointing others, talking bad about somebody, we say, hey, don't be judgmental. But sometimes we are also very judgmental without we realizing. With a lot of patience, sabr, I believe we will realize and we understand ourselves better. So I will keep on praying for all of you. For those who are far away from us, we hope Allah will make you closer to us. For those who have not been well, may Allah give you a fast recovery. Yeah, for those who are weak, we hope that by getting together in a jama'ah, you will be stronger, because Allah loves people to do things together, collectively. So this is what we always say, be in the right jama'ah, be in the right jama'ah, the right group of people, so that we can help each other and remind each other better. So brother and sister, once again, we hope to be with you tomorrow night. But they may have some changes a bit for tomorrow night. If it's on, because there is another extra kind of program. I have a talk with the Turkish group. but it was start at 11. But before that, I may start early, but 10:20. Normally, I start at 10:30. But the only difference for tomorrow night, if it happened, our tazkirah, our reminder, will be in Bahasa Malaysia, in our local language. Once in a while, I may encounter this demand from the local that they want to have a kind of a Q&A session, yeah, a conference, yeah, through Instagram. I'm not sure if go through Instagram or through Zoom, but you will get the notice by our team, our media team, inshallah. So, brother and sister, may Allah accept all prayer, and don't forget to keep on praying and keep on asking and don't give up. Whenever you're asking Allah for something, sometimes you are very impatient. Why Allah do not respond to my answer? It's not that Allah is not responding. He chose the best time for all of us. So always have good thought. Husnizon billahi ta'ala. Do your part. The rest you leave it to Allah. Rabbul Alamin. May Allah accept all our prayer. Wabila tawfiqi wa al-aqli da'wana. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Once again, my dua for all of you to have a good sleep and also wake up for sahur and have a good pre-dawn meal. Yeah, or this God, yeah, the sahur. So, assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.